In this bulletin, the United Nations condemns Iran's crackdown on protesters. With reports, the death toll has hit 2,000. Australia's most prominent neo-Nazi group announces it's disbanding. And in tennis, Chris Hewitt suffers a straight sets exit from Australian Open qualifying. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The United Nations says it's appalled by reports of a rising death toll in Iran. The UN estimates the number of Iranian protesters killed by security forces are in the hundreds. But Reuters news agency reports an unnamed Iranian official has indicated it's much higher, at about 2,000. United States President Donald Trump is urging Iranians to keep protesting and says help is on the way, without giving details. Meanwhile, UN Rights Office spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence has read out a statement from the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, who has condemned the violence.
We are horrified by the mounting violence directed by security forces at protesters across Iran. The killing of peaceful demonstrators must stop. The labelling of protesters as terrorists to justify violence against them is unacceptable.
Iranian Australians have expressed concerns for their loved ones after more than 2 weeks of protests in Iran. Some, including Mohsen Haghshanaz, have been unable to contact their families due to an internet blackout imposed by the Iranian government for the past 5 days. Mr. Haghshanaz sought refuge in Australia in 2023 after being jailed for his own protest activity in Tehran. He's told SBS Persian he's proud of the protesters in Iran for demonstrating, but he's terrified for his two daughters in the country, who he hasn't been able to reach.
On the one hand, I have a feeling of fear, worry, anxiety, and nightmares. And on the other hand, a sense of freedom and pride in my compatriots, in my country.
Australia's most prominent neo-Nazi group, the National Socialist Network, has announced it will be disbanding in response to proposed hate speech legislation. The group says it will close down by January 18th, a move that would also mean the end of so-called co-projects such as White Australia, the European Australian Movement, and the White Australia Party. The legislation, to be debated in Parliament next week, would give the federal government powers to ban hate groups that currently fall below terrorist listing thresholds. Organisers, supporters and recruiters of listed groups would face 15 years in prison under the proposed laws. Palestinian-Australian author Randa Abdel Fattah has rejected an apology from the board of the Adelaide Writers' Festival after it withdrew her invitation to this year's event. The festival has now been cancelled after almost 200 speakers and its director withdrew over the removal of Miss Abdel Fattah from the lineup. The board initially claimed it would not be culturally sensitive for her to appear at the festival so soon after the Bondi terror attack, saying the decision was made out of respect for a community experiencing the pain from a devastating event. But it acknowledged the decision had instead created division. In a statement, Ms. Abdel Fattah says the apology is disingenuous and adds insult to injury, as it did not address the decision itself, only how it was communicated. Dr. Abdel Fattah has previously faced criticism from some Jewish organisations over comments about Israel and Zionism, including an alleged post saying Zionists had no claim or right to cultural safety. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas says he supported the decision of the board, adding there's a responsibility to advocate against what he called hateful rhetoric.
If a far-right Zionist walked in to a city mosque and murdered 15 people, could you imagine that as Premier of this state, I would actively support a far-right Zionist going to Writers' Week and speaking hateful rhetoric towards Islamic people? Of course I wouldn't. Now, the reverse has happened in this instance, and I'm not going to support that either.
And to sport in tennis. The son of Australian tennis legend Leighton Hewitt, Cruz Hewitt, has been beaten in straight sets to exit Australian Open qualifying for a second consecutive year. The 17-year-old was competing after receiving a wildcard entry into qualifying. However, despite some gutsy moments against 21-year-old American Michael Jeng, Hewitt was out-muscled and outclassed. 6-3, 6-3. The majority of local hopefuls have made it to the second round, including Storm Hunter, James McCabe and Jason Kubler. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.